The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
We're not going to be too long today. Many of you have submitted your prayer requests in the group, and I will be praying for the prayer requests later on towards the end, but we're going to get into the Word. I'm just going to pray really quick. Father God, in my name of Jesus, we thank you for this gathering of your people. Lord, we ask that you would touch this Word, oh God, saturated with your presence, saturated with your power. May someone be impacted on today. May someone be closer to you, oh God. May they come into the knowledge of Christ through this Word. In Jesus' name. So go with me to Psalm 18. Psalm 18, 2 through 26. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. So the word that God gave me on today is, this is your comeback season. This is your comeback season. I need somebody to write in a comment, this is my comeback season. And I'm going to write that in the comments as well. As you guys come in, this is Singles Who Pray, Pop Up Prayer. This is my comeback season. You guys write it in the chat. This is my comeback season. We all know, you know, the popular term, comeback kid. This is your comeback season. Amen. Write it in the chat. You guys come in. This is Singles Who Pray, Pop Up Prayer. This is your comeback season. Amen. Yes, this is my comeback season. You got to speak it in existence. Amen. This is my comeback season. Hallelujah. This is my comeback season. Amen. And what is a comeback? A comeback is a return to a former position or condition as success or prosperity, recovery, or revival. When I think about comeback, I hear restoration, maturation, recompense, breakthrough. And I'm always drawn to people who may have gone through challenges, obstacles, setbacks, but they still push through. They don't give up and they hold on to their faith in God. Yes, this is my comeback season. Facts. This is my comeback season. Yes, Georgette. This is my comeback season. Nikki. Yes. Amen. Welcome, guys. As you guys come in, feel free to comment. Tell us where you are from. This is Singles Who Pray, Pop Up Prayer. We are talking about this is your comeback season. Let's get excited about that, because some of you have been through a hard season. It's been really hard the last few years, even months, and you're like, God, I need a breakthrough. And this is for someone, you are tired. You said it out loud, literally. Like, if I have to go through another month of this, I don't know what I'm going to do. You actually said that out loud. But I'm here to tell you today, God is working every situation out in your life that concerns you. If you can only hold on to God's unchanging hand a little longer, trust God with all of your heart, all of your mind, you're going to see the breakthrough you've been praying for. So I need someone to write in the comments, I'm trusting God in this season. I am trusting God in this season. Trusting God in this season. Amen. We have to trust God. And I don't know who that was for, but you literally said that out loud. Like, I'm tired. I don't know if I can go through this another month. And I need you to move now, God. And sometimes we get in that real, like, gangster, like, you know, we're talking to God like, God, I need you to move right now. And God is working. I'm telling you, God is working it out. I am trusting God in this season. Yes, I am trusting God in this season. Yes, you guys are so involved today. I am trusting God in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there are so many people in the Bible that God gave a comeback to. And the greatest comeback in the Bible was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We serve a God that specializes in giving us the greatest comeback. And sometimes our comeback will shock some people. It will shock those who may have given up on you, that may have doubted what God is doing in your life. I am trusting God in this season. Amen. That is Tangie. Amen. Good morning, sis. My sis is on. Good morning, Tiff. As you guys come in, this is Single Soup Pray Pop-Up Prayer. Hallelujah. And sometimes people just think that your situation is over and they don't believe that God is going to turn things around. But we serve a God that turns things around. I need you to write that in the comment. We serve a God that can turn things around. Woo! I just felt that thing. We serve a God that can turn things around. I need you guys to put that in the comment. We serve a God, hallelujah, that can turn things. I'm typing, guys, so just bear with me. We serve a God that can turn things around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a God. This is my comeback season. Yes, yes, amen. Hallelujah. We serve a God that can turn things around. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to really believe that thing. And one thing about Jesus, when he went to the cross, people didn't think he would rise again. People thought that Jesus was done and it was no coming back from that. Let's be real. People really doubted that God, Jesus would raise up. And like I said, some people may think that your situation is not going to change, but God is changing that thing. God is working behind the scenes. And Jesus' biggest comeback was a payback, because he paid the cost when he went to the cross. Let me say that one more time. Jesus paid the cost when he went to the cross. Hallelujah. Go with me to St. John 3:16, we all know this popular scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And that just speaks to us today, that Jesus gave his life so that he can go to the cross for us. So that was the greatest payback. No matter what people have done, they beat Jesus, they talk bad about him, they was disloyal to him, but the biggest payback, he didn't have to get people back. He just rose on the cross so that we can be free. And that's something to just be, to rejoice about. Hallelujah. As you guys come in, this is Single Soup Pray Pop Up Prayer. As you guys come in, hello, Brenda. Yes, God, supernatural things are happening for you. You have an amazing testimony. We are going to pray for you for healing for your surgery. And we know God is going to turn things around. Hallelujah. We are praying for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As you guys come in, this is Single Soup Pray Pop Up Prayer. Feel free to comment. Tell us where you are from. We are talking about this is your comeback season. This is your comeback season. Hallelujah. Feel free to share. Don't be shy, guys, on today. Don't be shy. Tell us where you're from. You know, comment so I can see. Because if you're tuning in and you don't comment, I don't know that you are here. So feel free to comment. Feel free to comment. Tell us where you are from. Hallelujah. We are talking about this is your comeback season. And another person in the Bible that I love that God gave a comeback to was Ruth. And everybody loved the story of Ruth, you know, because of Boaz. But it's something deeper about her story that I love, right? So let's go with me to Ruth 1:16. But Ruth replied, "Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God." Amen. And this is just Ruth telling Naomi that I'm going with you wherever you go. Whoever you serve, I'm going to serve. And that was just that passion. But we all know the story of Ruth. She lost her husband. Hello, as you guys come in. Hello, hello. Tara is rooming from Texas. Yes. And Brenda is from Queens, but lives in Brooklyn. Yes, Brooklyn's in the house. I live in Brooklyn as well. Hello. As you guys come in, there's a Singles Who Pray pop-up prayer. Hallelujah. And we all know the story of Ruth. She lost her husband, who was Naomi, one of Naomi's sons, and she decided to leave everything. Let me say that one thought. She decided to leave everything, her homeland, to follow Naomi. And she said, wherever you go, I'm going to go. Wherever you live, I'm going to live. And your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. So she was going to serve the God that Naomi served. And the Bible doesn't talk about the people that she left. I feel like it doesn't really highlight the people that she left. You know, like, I don't think she had any kids. I don't think, but I know she probably had parents. She had siblings. She had friends. It doesn't really speak about those things. I always wonder about the people she was leaving. Did she doubt? Do they doubt? Did they doubt her? Like, why are you doing this? You know, I always think about those things outside of what we currently read. Did people think she was a little crazy to leave everything to follow Naomi? But one thing about God, by not Ruth following Naomi, being loyal to Naomi, going outside of her comfort zone. Someone out there, you may have not to leave everything, but God is calling you to go outside of your comfort zone. And outside of your comfort zone is where you will be successful. Outside of your comfort zone, there is favor. Outside of your comfort zone, there is blessings. And Ruth, she had to leave outside of her comfort zone, you know, to a new land where she didn't know anyone, a new culture. Things were different for her, but she was extremely blessed. And she met her boo thing, Boaz. And I just love Ruth because I feel like she gained a great comeback. She lost everything. She lost her husband. Like, that was very, you know, a traumatic, you know, experience for her. She lost a way of living. You know, most back in the days, most men were breadwinners. Now she had to go to this new land. She had to get a job. She was working hard in the heat. And I can imagine, I just always try to think about what she was going through. And she really had a difficult season, but she stayed committed to what she was called to. She was working in the field. Many of us, we got to get in the field. We got to get busy in our purpose, no matter what the situation is, no matter what we're going through. God is calling us to get busy in our purpose. And God allowed Ruth to find favor with Boaz. He saw something different in her, and he became very protective over Ruth, and he made Ruth his wife. And through everything that Ruth went through, God gave her a comeback more than she imagined. One thing I always think about, I don't think Ruth was really looking for a husband, honestly, when she went to follow Naomi. I think she just wanted to get outside of where she was. She lost her husband, all the memories, all the things she went through, she wanted to go to a new place. And I really don't think that Ruth was actually looking for a husband, but God saw it fit for Boaz to see something in her and to cover her and to favor her. And that was just outside the blessing of everything that she experienced was outside of her obedience to God. So God is calling us to a deeper obedience, to obey what he's saying. Sometimes God says things and we're like, I don't see this. I don't understand this. But God is calling us to a greater dedication, a greater obedience to him, even if we don't see what he's doing in our lives. And I believe that obedience of Ruth opened many doors for her. And that's for someone need to put in the comments, my comeback is tied to my obedience. That could preach right there. My comeback is tied to my obedience. Whew. My comeback is tied to my obedience. Put that in the comments. As you guys come in, feel free to share, comment, tell us where you're from. This is Singles Who Pray pop-up prayer. And I'm so grateful that you guys are on. And a special welcome to all those who are going to watch the replay. So we have such a diverse group of people. Some people are in different countries, so they're not able to view this broadcast until later. So a special welcome to our replay viewers and also those who are viewing on YouTube. I am streaming on YouTube. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, anxiety and fear will keep us outside of our comfort zones. And I know that so well. Sometimes we just have fear and we're not trusting God, but God is saying you got to step outside of your comfort zone, because that's where God is going to move like never before. And I feel that so strongly. My comeback is tied to my obedience. Yes, George Jett. Hallelujah. My comeback is tied to my obedience. Yes, Nikki. My comeback, this is Tara, I believe. My comeback is tied to my obedience. I'm looking, guys, on both screens in my group and also on Facebook. So I see you guys' names. I mean, I come up, but I see it in the group. My comeback is tied to my obedience. Yes, Tiff. Hallelujah. My comeback is tied to my obedience. Hallelujah. I believe that was Tangie. Yes, amen. Katrina is on. My comeback is tied to my obedience. Hallelujah. My comeback is tied to my obedience. And God is serious about it. I'm going to have to do a part two because there's so many people in the Bible that God gave a comeback to. And it was all connected to their obedience. So we were just talking about Ruth, how she, you know, left everything that she knew and outside of her comfort zone and obeying what God was telling her to do. You know, she became, you know, great. She opened doors, was, you know, doors was open for her, and favor was given to her. And she had to go outside of her comfort zone. And sometimes we just got to do that to see God move like never before. As you guys come in, this is Singles Who Pray Pop-Up Prayer. Feel free to share, like, love, tell people that we are on. This is Pop-Up Prayer. We are talking about this is my comeback season. Put in the chat, guys, as people come in, let them see it. This is my comeback season. Hallelujah. And I saw a quote on my timeline, I think this past week. It said, and this is such a quote that I have seen over the years, but I saw it again, so I knew it was like, let me tie this into the word today. It said, God is about to put you back together in front of the people who broke you. Hallelujah. And that is a comeback in Jesus' name. And this is for not everyone, but some people, because when we're going through a hard situation, sometimes people, they may say things, or, you know, they're not as empathetic as we want them to be. That could be friends, that could be family, that could be people that we actually confide in. And they're just like, oh, you, somebody else. And I have heard this before as I coach clients, I, you know, just in life, I hear things like that before, like, people will say things like, you should be happy, you're not going through what other people are going through. And they try to like weigh your situation with other situation, like you should just be grateful. But sometimes you really feel the weight of what you're going through, and because you are going through it, and you may feel like people don't understand you, or people are not really helping you. And some of you may become angry, even a little resentful, because you're going through a hard season, and people who you trust are talking about you, about your situation. People some people are happy that you are going through what you're going through. And sometimes people may not have helped you in your difficult situation. And you may have enemies who were preying on you when they should have been praying for you. And now you're like, I want to get them back. I want them to feel, you know, the pain that I went through. And I know I'm being real, you know, on Singles Pray, we be transparent, because sometimes those feelings do come up. We're human. We may feel a little angry because people are not being as supportive of what we're going through. Or maybe you're that person like me, you're always, you know, positive, and you just had a bump in the road, and people expect you to just be happy and positive all the time. But we are human, and sometimes we are angry. Sometimes we are frustrated. There's nothing wrong with feeling those feelings, but we don't have to stay there. We pray to God that, God, I don't want to be angry anymore. I don't want to be frustrated. Lord, help me to manage my emotions while I'm in a season of transition. So I don't know who that is for. You may be struggling with unforgiveness. You really are upset. Because I don't want to know who this is for, but I just feel that I have to say this. You're upset because you really feel like people are not there for you like they should have. They should have supported you. They should have just been more caring about your situation. And not just like, oh, get over it, you know. And then some of you may be in a grieving season, and that's another topic where people are just like, you should be over that by now, you know. And that's another thing. But I'm here to tell you, God is healing your heart on today. And in this season, God is going to release the hurt. God's going to release the pain from your heart. And this assignment is not for everyone, but this is an assignment, and you know that you are struggling with unforgiveness about your current situation, because it's been really challenging, it's been really hard, and you feel like you don't have the support of others. I want you to this week to write down the names of the people who you are mad at, You don't have to, you know, this is a private assignment. No one has to know. You keep it somewhere sacred, but write down the people, the name of the people who you are really upset with, the ones who you felt like weren't there for you, the ones who you felt like were downplaying your situation, the ones who you felt like were not empathetic towards your situation. I need you to write down those names and you write a letter to them. Because sometimes you can't even say, because sometimes people are not, you could go to people and they still probably feel like, whatever, like, get over it, right? So I just say pray and write a letter to them and then release it. Ask God to just, you know, maybe there will be later in life you can have a conversation with them. But sometimes you just got to write it down and put it, give it to God, right? And just release that and just pray like, God, I need you to help me to release that pain, that hurt of people who should have been there for me or should have been more empathetic or should have been more supportive in my season of great pain, in my season of great frustration. Hallelujah. I pray that hallelujah, praise God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We are being healed on today. You know, like you guys know this is a very transparent ministry, and I know that we are human. Yes, we love God, we love Jesus, but we are human and we feel pain, but we don't have to stay there. So as we grow in Christ, we can still do things that can help us to release the hurt, to release the pain. Hallelujah. So whoever that is for, make sure you do that assignment this week. Write down the names of the people who have hurt you and, you know, pray blessings over their life and also pray to God that you can release the pain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So go with me to Deuteronomy 32 and 35. Vengeance is mine and recompense. They shall slip in due time, for the day of calamity is at hand and the things have come hasten upon them. Vengeance is mine. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. So anyone who was like trying to get them back in their head, vengeance belongs to the Lord. We don't have to do anything. We just have to pray for them and release them to Jesus and ask God to give us give us the heart of love to forgive. And like I said, forgiving is a process. That's another thing. I can't stay too long on forgiveness, but I may do a longer broadcast about forgiveness. Sometimes forgiveness is a process, but the process is starting today. Going to God, like, God, I need you to help me with this unforgiveness in my heart, because God is looking to give y'all a comeback. But if you're still being mad, it's hard for God to move when we're just walking around angry and just, you know, thinking we're playing stuff in our head. Like, it's hard to focus on what God is doing when we're, you know, always thinking about the hurt that we're experiencing. So vengeance belongs to the Lord. We don't have to do anything. We give all our hearts to the Lord and the Lord takes care of us. Your comeback is a payback. Your comeback is a payback. That's the payback. When you come into what God is calling you to be, when you come into being a person God has called you to be, that is the greatest comeback. Yes, I love that, Raylan. Lord, we release them. Give us the heart of love. That, I just love that right there. Give us the heart of love. Yes, I think that is amazing. And that's what God is calling us in this season, because God is going to allow you to have a comeback with a greater praise. God is going to give you a greater dedication to Him. God is giving you a greater dedication to serve Him like never before, because this is your comeback season. And God is giving you supernatural favor in this season. So I need you to say, my comeback is a payback. My comeback is a payback. And the payback is nothing compared to what God is doing. God is doing something amazing in your life. As you guys come in, I see some people logging on. My comeback is a payback in Jesus' name. Yes, as you guys come in, the singles who pray, pop a prayer. We are talking about this is your comeback season. Feel free to share right now and say this to your timeline. Say this is your comeback season. Someone needs to hear this message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And another portion of a comeback is restoration. Go with me to Joel 2:25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And God is restoring the years the locust has eaten. You had to go through a process in order to receive the comeback of your life. Maybe you have to lose some things. Maybe you had to lose some people. Maybe you have to lose some things so that God can give you a comeback. There's so many people in the Bible that went through a process. Because in a process is where you trust God like never before. A process is when you pull on God for his strength. You're not doing things in your own strength. You are depending on God like number four. And God is calling many of you singles right now who is viewing. God is taking you to higher heights. God has big plans for you. And sometimes to get to where you're supposed to be, you got to go through a process. There's no easy way of doing that. I know we live in a generation where everything is microwave. You want microwave blessings. You want microwave everything. But God is calling us to go through a process. And through our process, we are seeing God. Like number four, we are trusting him. We are growing in prayer. We are growing in our dedication to the Lord. And God is really growing us through our process in our comeback, to receive our comeback. My comeback is a payback. Yes, my comeback is a payback. It's a big payback. Yes, I love that. Yes, Tara, yes, my comeback is a big payback. Hallelujah. My comeback is a payback. And the scripture was Joel 2:25. Hallelujah. Lord, I desire a comeback. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I would probably do part two because there is so much that we could talk about in this area of comeback, because I know many of you may have went through a hard season and it's been hard. And this is a season for breakthrough. This is a season of comeback. God has given us revival of our hearts in this season. God has given us, certain things that we are going through. God has given us a comeback. Absolutely. Yes, I would try to put the scriptures. There was a few scriptures. It was Joel. One moment. As you guys come in, this is Single Sue Pray Pop-Up Prayer. We are talking about, this is your comeback season, and God is going to give you all that you've been praying for. God is molding you. God is doing a great work in you in this season. I know sometimes you can't see it because of everything, the heartache, the pain, the transition. Sometimes you can't really see what God is doing, but God is doing it now, and we have to just stay. I'm chasing after God. Here are the scriptures. I believe it's one more. I have to just find it. I think that's okay. Okay, I have it. I'm putting the scriptures in the chat for you guys. I will display it. As you guys come in, feel free to share and tell us where you are from. We're about to get ready to pray. But I pray that this message was for someone, that someone was strengthened, someone is thinking differently about their situation. And we're going to get free on today. We're getting free in this month from the heartache. We're getting free on today from unforgiveness. We're getting free on today to how to manage our emotions while we're going through a season of transition. Because many of you are going to come back and testify about all the things that God has done. Because God is strengthening you, God is covering you, and God is bringing you into your season of comeback. It's happening right now, and God is working behind the scenes. So we are going to center ourselves for prayer, because when two or three are gathered in his name, God is in the midst. We are praying together. We all need to pray for one another, and we need to pray as a whole. So as I'm going to pray for the prayer requests that are in Single Sue Pray group. Many of you have put your prayer requests up, so I'm going to pray for the prayer requests towards the end. But I'm just going to pray as a whole for different areas that you guys have been posting. Many of you are posting for healing, financial breakthroughs. So I'm just going to cover, and I'm going to pray for everyone's prayer requests. And feel free to put your prayer requests in the chat as you guys, as we pray. But I just really pray that this is, I'm just so grateful that you guys are on today. It's early. You guys don't have to get on, but you guys are on. You guys are just so engaged, and God is so faithful. And I believe that God is moving in this season, and God is going to do a million of things that you're going to just testify about in Jesus' name. So as you guys come in, this is Single Sue Pray Pop-Up Prayer. We are praying right now, and we are talking about we are talking about this is your comeback season. So before we pray, I need you guys to write again. This is my comeback season in Jesus' name. You need to put Jesus' name after that. To God be the glory. To God be, who was that? To God be the glory. Tara, to God be the glory. I'm so glad that you guys are tuning in because we are growing together. That message is for me as well. God speaks to the person first before we, you know, give the message. But I know this was for someone. And I just, I was tossing and turning last night. Like, God, should I talk about this? So I'm so grateful and blessed that this is message is going to touch someone. And we are going up from here. We are going up. And God has given us the tools to be free on today. So as you guys come in, I want you guys to just one more time comment. This is my comeback season. In Jesus' name. Got to put Jesus behind that. In Jesus' name. Because God is doing it. It's my comeback season. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. Give you all the praise. You are doing it right now. In Jesus' name. Yes, this is my comeback season in Jesus' name. Yes, Tiff. This is my comeback season in Jesus' name. Raylan. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Lord. So as you guys come in, we are about to pray. Let's center ourselves in prayer. We're praying for everyone. We're doing this as a team, okay? I'm just leading it, but we're praying together as a community because we get strength when we pray together. We get strength when I know that when you see the prayer request in the group, you're praying for that individual who is seeking God for a breakthrough. You're praying for that individual that's asking God for healing. You're praying for the individual that needs direction. We are doing this together. And this is why I started Singles Who Pray because during the pandemic, it was hard. We were locked in. We didn't have much going on. So having this community, it helped me and it helped others so that we can come together and pray. And I believe God is doing amazing things in this season. And we're so honored and grateful on what the Lord is doing. So I'm not going to prolong the time. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Yes, it's my comeback season. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to put a few up and then we're going to pray. Hallelujah, it's a comeback season. It's my comeback season. Thank you, Jesus. My aunt is on. Hello, auntie. This is my comeback season. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for this being a day we had never seen before. You are a holy God. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we just want to worship you in spirit and in truth. There is no one like you, oh God. There is no one compared to you, oh God. And for that, we want to give you glory. And for that, we want to give you praise. Lord, we thank you for you being a provider, oh God. We thank you for you being a mind regulator, oh God. We thank you for you being a way maker, oh God. You are perfect in all of your ways. We can't live without you, oh God. We can't move without you, oh God. We just want to give you all the praise and the honor. Lord, we give you glory on today. Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we don't find it robbery to praise your name, Lord. We don't find it robbery to worship you on today, oh God, because you've been so good to us, oh God. You loved us when we didn't love ourselves, oh God. You forgave us when we weren't doing things that were honoring you, oh God. So Lord, today we confess our sins, oh God. Anything that's not like us, oh God, we ask that you remove it from our hearts. You remove it from our minds, oh God. Lord, remove anything that does not bring you glory. Lord, help us to be more like you, oh God. Lord, help us to be vessels of honor in your name, oh God. Lord, I lift up the Singles Who Pray community, oh God. You know them name by name and one by one. We lift up every listener, oh God. You know where they're viewing from. You know what country they're listening from, oh God. Lord, you know what they need, oh God. You know what they have at the altar on today, God. We ask that you would cover them, oh God. You will uplift them, oh God. You will save them, oh God. There may be someone that's listening right now. They don't know you, oh God, but they want to give their lives to Christ, oh God. Lord, we celebrate them on today, God. We call their souls to you, oh God, that they will be saved, oh God, that they will know you like never before. They will come into knowledge of you, oh God. They will have an open heart to know you on today, oh God. Lord, we praise you in advance for them giving their lives to Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just give you glory. We just give you praise. Lord, we just want to honor you. We just want to give you glory. There is no one like you, oh God. There is no one like you, oh God. Lord, this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, oh God. Lord, today we lift up those who are struggling on a day-to-day basis with mental health challenges. God, we ask that they will find strength and resilience to overcome their daily challenges, oh God. Lord, I ask you to touch the minds of those who may struggle day-to-day with mental illness, oh God. Lord, send help, oh God. Send resources to us, oh God. Send resources to our community, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would touch them on today, oh God, that they will be healed from battling anxiety. They will be healed from battling depression in the midnight hour when they can't sleep, when they find themselves crying, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would lift them up, oh God. Gird them up in the midnight hour when they don't know which way to go, when they're feeling fear, oh God. Lord, we come against bipolar disorders, oh God, schizophrenia, oh God. Lord, we come against the mental illnesses, oh God, panic attacks, PTSD, oh God, trauma, generational trauma, eating disorders, behavioral problems in children, mood disorders. Lord, send a supernatural healing on today for those who are suffering in Jesus' name. Lord, give them your peace on today, oh God. Give them your joy, oh God. Give them your reassurance, oh God. Lord, give them their comfort to their minds, oh God. Give them the peace of the Lord in this season, God. Lord, we pray right now for families and loved ones who are caring for those who may have the mental health challenges, oh God. Give them your patience, oh God. Give them your understanding, oh God. Give them your compassion as they support their loved ones in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray right now for peace of the mind. Hallelujah. We pray right now for freedom in you, oh God. We pray right now that this will be the season that they will get a breakthrough in the area of mental illness, oh God. We decree and declare that this is their season of breakthrough. Hallelujah. We dismantle the works of the enemy that's trying to come against the mind, oh God. We dismantle the enemy on today, the devices that's coming against the believers' minds in Jesus' name. Lord, we receive your healing. Lord, we receive your anointing of healing in this hour in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray for healing for those who may and the healing of the body. Lord, heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, we ask that you bring healing to every part of their body. Lord, touch their minds, oh God. Touch their hearts, touch their bones, their muscles, their organs, oh God. Every cell of their body will receive your healing power in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for those who are recovering from surgery, oh God. We pray for those who are going into surgery, oh God, in the future. Lord, let every doctor cover them, oh God. Let the surgery be a success, oh God. And those who are healing for surgery, give them a great process of healing, oh God. Lord, let them not have pain, oh God. Let them go through a recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for healing of diabetes, oh God, hypertension, breast cancer, oh God, any cancer in the body, oh God. Lord, acid reflux, asthma, oh God, pain in the body, undiagnosed sickness, oh God, migraines, skin disease, autoimmune disease. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fibroids, women issues, heart issues, lung issues, ongoing health issues. Lord, we are asking for healing, supernatural healing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the doctors be astounded when someone goes back to the doctor when they had a diagnosis, that they will go back and they will be fully healed in Jesus' name. It will be your power, it will be of your healing, and it will be of your timing, God. So Lord, we ask that you will astound the doctors. Let people rise up from their sick bed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are believing for your supernatural healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray right now for those who are struggling with unforgiveness, oh God. They are harboring resentment. They are harboring anger and frustration towards others. Lord, give us a heart that forgives on today. Lord, give us a heart of forgiveness on today, God. Let this be the season of breakthrough in the area of forgiveness. Lord, we pray for the strength and the courage to release the negative emotions that is holding us back. Lord, we release the negative emotions of unforgiveness that is holding us back from our breakthrough. Lord, we release the unforgiveness on today so that we can walk into the doors you are calling us to go. Lord, we release our forgiveness so that we can love like how you love, because you forgave us and we have not been perfect. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for those who wronged us, oh God. Lord, give us humility and compassion to seek forgiveness and make amends. Because, Lord, we have done some things to people that we are not proud of, and we need their forgiveness. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask right now that the people that we have wronged, people that we have hurt, that they will forgive us as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, right now we pray for ourselves that we may receive grace and compassion from those who we have wronged and those who have wronged us. Lord, we thank you for the sense of peace and freedom that we will receive this season, because we are calling, we are making a declaration to forgive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, today we release the burden of anger. Hallelujah. We release the burden of bitterness. Lord, we release the burden of resentment that is holding us back in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, give us the fortitude to extend forgiveness to those who hurt us on today, oh God. Lord, we are standing in the need of your faith, oh God. We are standing in the need of your hope, oh God. And we are standing in the need of your love on today, oh God. So Lord, give us the heart to forgive. Give us the love in our hearts, oh God, to let them go. Let them off the hook. I don't know how that's for. Let them off the hook, God. Lord, we have to let them off the hook, oh God, in this season, God. We don't want to harbor anything, oh God. We don't want to be angry anymore, God. So, Lord, we are leaving our disappointments. We are leaving our frustrations. We are leaving our anger on the altar on today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray today, oh God, for a comeback. For this being the biggest comeback that we will see in our lives, oh God, in this season, oh God. Lord, we thank you for you going to the cross for our sins. And that was the greatest comeback to man. So, Lord, today we come to you with hopeful hearts that this is the season of our greatest comeback, oh God. It's going to shift the paradigm of our lives, oh God. It's going to put us in the season where we need to be so that we can do all the things you are calling us to do. Lord, we come against any setbacks and challenges that have come against our breakthrough and our comeback, oh God. Lord, we rise above those hindrances that are trying to hold us back from coming back stronger, oh God. Lord, give us the courage and resilience to overcome any obstacles that may come our way in our season of transition into a new season. Lord, we ask for your guidance, oh God. We ask for your discernment and your wisdom as we continue to press forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray right now for those that were coming into our lives who were supporters and who would give us encouragement in our season of transition, oh God. Lord, send the opportunity, send the resources that we need so that we can make a successful comeback in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you glory. Lord, we pray right now for perseverance, oh God. When we do go through difficult times, oh God, that we won't give up, oh God. We will keep pressing forward. We will keep holding on to your unchanging hands, oh God. We will continue to have courage to take risks, to go outside of our comfort zone. Hallelujah, Lord. Give us the courage to go outside of our comfort zone. Some of us has been too comfortable, Lord. We've been in a comfortable space for too long, and you're moving us into a new season, and we got to move on today. We got to move, oh God. We got to move where you are calling us to be, oh God. So Lord, we come against any stagnation. We come against any fear. We come against any voices in our ear that's telling us not to move in where you are calling us to be. Lord, we come against that in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us hear your voice, oh God. Let us hear your discernment, oh God. And let us hear where you are calling us to be in this season, oh God. So Lord, we give you honor and we give you praise. We just thank you for what you're doing, oh God. We praise you in advance for the testimonies, oh God. We praise you in advance for the healing testimonies. We praise you in advance for all you are doing in the lives of the singles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Guys, this is pop-up prayer. We are praying for everyone that is on right now. I'm going to go through some of the prayer requests in the group. Hallelujah. Many of you have submitted prayer requests. I'm not going to say the name. I'm just going to pray. I'm not going to say the names just for privacy. But someone is praying for to relocate, to buy another house. Lord, please open a door so that they can have the resources that they need. Send the people so that they can sell the house to God. But also give them the resource and the open door so that they can buy another house. Let it be something that they are praying for. Let it be more than what they are imagining. Let it just be a smooth transition. Let it be a smooth transaction, oh God. And Lord, give them favor in Jesus' name. They're praying for family and their children. Lord, we pray right now for the family, oh God. They are praying to have children, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will go to the womb, oh God, and do what needs to happen to have the baby, to have a healthy baby in Jesus' name. And Lord, it will be of your timing and of your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone is praying to complete the Esther fast. Lord, as they fast, Lord, give them the fortitude, give them the push to finish the fast successfully. God, speak to them on that fast. Let them grow nearer to you during that fast. Let them hear clarity, get clarity. Let them grow in their knowledge of you, oh God. They're praying for breakthrough in every area of their lives, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will open a major door for them, oh God, that you will move in their life like never before. They will see your hand on their life like never before. They're praying for nursing program, oh God. Let them get into the right nursing program, oh God, that you're calling them to be, oh God. Lord, they're asking for debt cancellation, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would give them debt cancellation, oh God. Open a door, a financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. A financial breakthrough in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. As you guys come in, if you have a prayer request, feel free to write it in the comments. We are praying for the prayer request of singles who pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They are also praying to pass their driver's test. Lord, let them remember everything, bring everything to remembrance as they take their driver's test, and that they will be blessed with a car, the car of their dreams, oh God. Blow their mind in this season, oh God. Hallelujah. We're praying was having surgery this week, oh God. We ask that you will go into that surgery room, oh God. Bless the doctors, oh God. Bless the person who's going through surgery, oh God. Let them have a speedy, let them have a successful surgery, excuse me, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Protect them, cover them while they're going through surgery. Let them have a speedy recovery, oh God, and let them have a full recovery. Let them not have any pain, oh God, and let them just be able to rest after this surgery in Jesus' name. They're praying for financial breakthrough. Lord, we ask that you would give them a financial breakthrough like never before, oh God. Open a door of finances, oh God. Open a door of even multiple streams of income, oh God, that would help them to gird that financial breakthrough, oh God. And Lord, just send them a financial miracle in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we pray for every prayer request connected to person. Lord, it is so in Jesus' name. You will move on their behalf in every area of their life, oh God. You are doing it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Someone is just praying for the Holy Spirit to lead them in the right direction. Lord, we ask that they will allow the Holy Spirit to lead them in the right direction, to lead them where they need to go. Let the Holy Spirit give them discernment. Let the Holy Spirit give them clarity. Let the Holy Spirit do the work that they need in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is praying for their grandchildren's protection. Lord, we ask that you would cover the children wherever they go. Oh God, continue to cover them on a daily, basis. Oh God, give them their restoration, oh God. Give them protection, God. Give them your supernatural power in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone is grieving their mom. Lord, we ask that you continue to grieve. Help them grieve, oh God, when in the midnight hour when they're missing their mom, oh God. We ask that you would wrap your arms around them, oh God. You would give them your love. Give them their hope. Give them your hope, oh God, when they don't know which way to go because they're lost without their mother. But Lord, you know you can heal them. You know that you can be there for them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to keep praying for the healing request. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone is praying for financial stability and security and wisdom, Lord. We ask that you would give them a financial breakthrough, oh God, and give them financial stability, oh God. Open doors of different streams of income, give them resources, give them a financial plan so that they can keep their finances in check, oh God. Lord, they're looking for financial security, oh God. Open another door of employment, oh God. Lord, if it's witty ideas or something that where they can make money, oh God, and also make change, give them wisdom to manage their finances in Jesus' name. Someone else is praying for financial freedom. Lord, give them financial freedom. Open doors like never before, oh God. You know what they're in need of. You know what they've been praying for. Lord, we ask that you would give them the financial miracle that they've been praying for, but also give them financial direction on how they can manage their finances that honors you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Someone is praying for healing of their daughter from the hospital, God. Lord, we ask that you continue to heal them in this season as they are released from the doctor, oh God. Keep them in good spirits, oh God. Keep them having joy, oh God, even in the midst of the pain, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Hallelujah. Thank you. Many people are asking for healing. I'm seeing a multiple hair healing prayer requests. So Lord, we're going to lift up every prayer request for healing, oh God. Lord, you know what they are in need of when it comes to healing, oh God. We ask that you would heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. Give them a miracle healing, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will go into the room, the ones that are going through health challenges, oh God. We ask that you will heal them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Also, give us a plan, oh God, when it comes to our health, oh God, that we will eat healthy, God, that we will work out, oh God, so that we can come against any diseases that could come our way, oh God. So Lord, we are standing in need of healing on today, oh God. So we believing in you, oh God. Lord, let them have a testimony of healing, oh God, that will show the world that you have healing power, oh God. Let them be a testimony, oh God, of healing, oh God, healing of a healing breakthrough, oh God, in Jesus' name. Someone is praying for victory, oh God. They are praying for victory over the enemy, oh God. So Lord, we stand in agreement with this person who is praying for victory, oh God. They will have victory over the enemy. They will have victory over the enemy's devices, oh God. And Lord, they are victorious in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I believe I pray for most of the prayer requests. You have a prayer request? We're about to end. Feel free to put it in the chat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for meeting us on today. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for what you are doing in this season, oh God. We are thankful for the testimonies that are going to come forth in Jesus' name. Somebody's going to have a testimony this week. I don't know what that's for, but they're going to have a testimony this week. And we pray to you in advance for that testimony. We praise you in advance for the healing power that is taking. I don't know. God just has his own healing. So, Lord, we know God is going to do it. We are believing that God is going to do it. Hallelujah. Praise your name. We thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful for you as well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Tara. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful for all of you guys in the Singles Who Pray group. You guys don't understand how much I love you guys. And it's such a blessing. And I believe God is doing some amazing things in this season. God is pushing us to go deeper in him. And that's where God has us in this season. And God is doing miraculous work. And I'm going to tell you, like, even I had a testimony a few weeks ago that God healed me from having extreme asthma. It was something very, like, it came out of nowhere because I'd never really suffered with asthma. And it was bad. Like, I was at the lowest capacity of breathing. And it shocked me. And I was just like, what is happening? But God healed me. I went back to the doctor, like, this was a few weeks ago, and my breathing was back to the normal percentage. And that was a supernatural thing because the way the doctor was saying it was just like really bad. But God is healing us. You know, some of you need to go back to the old school thing. You got some, you need healing, go back to that holy oil. Anoint it, holy oil you. Anoint your body. Any places where you feel like you need healing, let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to the old school church. Anoint your body and pray over yourself and say, I am healed in Jesus' name. And that's what I did. When I had the diagnosis, I went back to the old school, had my holy oil, and I anointed myself every day, my throat, my chest, every day, pleading the blood of Jesus. I am healed in Jesus' name. I am healed in Jesus' name. This is not going to be I'm not going to accept what the doctor is telling me. So I don't know who that is for, but you are seeking God for healing, and you got to just believe, and you got to do the work. Pray and anoint yourself and believe that you are healed in Jesus' name, because Jesus is healing us and he's sending us supernatural miracles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I don't want to end this broadcast. If you guys don't have any other prayer requests, yes, the blood still works. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. We have to plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves. You need a breakthrough. You plead the blood of Jesus. You need a healing in your body. You plead the blood of Jesus. Sometimes you got to get in a crazy praise and people think you're crazy, but you know you are believing God for a breakthrough. You believe in God for healing. And sometimes we got to get real serious about staying at the foot of Jesus, praying and truly believing that God is going to heal us and cover us with the blood of Jesus. So if there's no more prayer requests, I'm going to close, but I don't want to close without giving an open invitation for someone who may not know Christ, or maybe you want to rededicate your life back to Christ. And I always tell people, I wasn't saved my whole life. I had, you know, long season of my life when I was out there doing whatever. Like, I didn't want to hear about God. I was just living a life just the way I wanted to live, and it was not honoring God. But God had to snatch me back to Him because I belonged to Him, and I was running from God for so long. But God, I had to have in my heart that, you know what? I don't want to live this life anymore without Christ. I want to submit my life to Christ. And I went through a lot of things that had to, like, because I was running, guys. I was running. But God, God just allowed me to submit my whole being. I, like, when I say I'm not playing about this walk with God, I'm not playing about it. And, you know, I can really relate to people who are not saved because I know what it's like to live life without Christ. And I know what it's like to not want to hear about God and just be rebellious and just be in your own season where you just don't want to hear about God. But I'm someone, you are listening and you've been hearing a lot about Jesus, and you are very, you know, you are so ready to give your life to Christ. And you're like, you know what? I don't want to live my life without Christ anymore. I really want to submit my life to Christ. And when you give your life back to Christ, you are receiving an ultimate comeback. I don't know who that's for, but when you give your life back to Christ, you are receiving an ultimate comeback. Somebody need to put that in the chat. When you give your life to Christ, you're receiving an ultimate comeback. So I don't know who that is for, but you may be listening. You may be following the group. Maybe you're in the group, or maybe you've just been following me on social media and you've just been hearing about God and you've been seeing the scriptures and you've just been hearing about the Lord. And you listen to the message today like, wow, I want to serve the Lord that they are talking about. I want to give my life to Christ. So if that is you, feel free to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I confess my sins and ask for forgiveness. Please cleanse me from my sins and create a new heart and a new and clean heart in me. I believe that you love me. I believe in my heart who you are. Please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take complete control of my life. And Lord, help me to walk in your footsteps daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers in Jesus' name. If that is you, welcome to the, yes, when you give your life to Christ, you receive the ultimate comeback. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. That is someone you may not want to say in the chat that that was you. You can message me and I can, you know, pray for you and also connect you to a church. We need to be part of a fellowship in this season. I know we have so many things online like, oh, you don't need a church to be saved. But when you are part of a community of believers, you do get, you know, you get strength. You get people that could cover you. You get people who could support you, encourage you on this journey. And I always recommend be part of a church home, be part of a community. You could join Singles Who Pray, but I also would say join a church where you can, you may not be ready to go into church, and that's fine. There are many virtual churches that are amazing. You can gain, you know, the knowledge of God until you're ready to walk into a church. So I don't know who that is for. Feel free to message me. My messages are always open because we need Christ, and we are so excited that you gave your life to Christ. So I'm so happy you guys stayed on. It's past an hour. You know, guys, I don't go this long, but God was moving. And I just want to just give you a shout out. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I pray that this word bless someone. I pray that you are encouraged. And I pray you guys have a great weekend. And meet us here, okay, next week. Remember, 9:30, I have a special guest. We will be on the camera. We will be live. You will see my face next week. But it's all about praying for the mothers and the women this next, because we are going into the week where we're going to have Mother's Day. So I want to do a special prayer for the mothers. And I want you guys to join us next week. We have my sister in Christ, Elder Latoya Braswell. She's going to push us in prayer. She's a prayer warrior, and she has a heart for singles. So she's going to pray for us and cover us in the mighty name of Jesus. So I just pray you guys have a blessed day, blessed weekend. Enjoy it. Enjoy the weather. And a special welcome and blessings to our replay viewers who are viewing in different parts of the world. So God bless you guys. Blessings. Have a great weekend. God bless.